This show is for educational purposes only. You should consult your own advisor and conduct your own due diligence to analyze your specific situation.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome back here. Joe Soto here, your host with the Joe Soto Project, The Wealth Rebirth. And today's topic is the 1% Principle. Now, what exactly is the 1% Principle? So I got to tell you guys real quick. So I've heard this concept of the 1% Principle, right? So like the idea is to try to improve by 1% every day. Try to improve by 1% every day, right? You probably heard this before. But, you know, I think we all understand, right, that the reason why this is important, right? And we understand that that if we're not improving, then we're getting worse. We're getting worse. And this applies to business. This applies to your family relationships. It applies to health. Oh, boy, does it apply to health. It applies to spirituality. It applies across the board. And we know, right, that when we're consistent at something, I think it was Malcolm Gladwell, if I'm not mistaken, who said that if you spend 10,000 hours on any one topic, that you essentially could master that topic. 10,000 hours, right? Now, I mean, he's got a whole book that he wrote on this. You could probably, you know, pick it up, read it yourself if you're interested. But, you know, I think that the reason why this topic is important, because recently I was introduced to an article, right, that was talking about the 1% principle. And but it was talking about the 1% principle as it relates to working in reverse. And I thought that this is what caught my attention, right? Because I always heard about it on a positive term, right? If you improve by 1% every day, then you're going to be better at the end of any time period, right? Well, let's just say 365 days. But if you're not, what happens when you're not working, when you're not improving by 1%, let's just say that you are getting worse at a particular skill. I think the easiest one to kind of use in this example, this applies to anything, right? It can apply to interest rates on credit cards, or it can apply to compounding interest rates in investments, right? But I think the one that sticks out the most to me is like health, right? So if you make it a goal, right, to say walk for 15 minutes a day, and then every day, you know, you add just a little bit more, and just a little bit more, just a little bit more, I'm talking about like an extra 2 minutes a day, right? So over a period of time, man, you might be walking an hour and not even realizing, you know, that you're walking an hour. But it's a lot harder if you haven't walked at all to all of a sudden say, hey, I'm going to leave right now and I'm going to go walk for an hour. You haven't really developed the repetitions to put this principle at work for you, right? And I was talking to my daughters about this because I think, you know, as it relates to their education, this 1% principle is instrumental, you know. And the data, the statistics that I saw was that, if you're improving by 1% a day, right, by the end of 365 days, you're going to be 37 times better at whatever it is that you're working on. Let me repeat that one more time. If you're improving by 1% a day at the end of 365 days, you're going to be 37 times better at whatever it is that you're working on. But I'm going to tell you where the real lesson is. The real lesson is what happens when you are getting worse at something by 1% a day. What I uncovered was that at the end of 365 days, the actual return on investment is actually like 1,500 times worse. Like 1,500 times worse. Let me see if I can pull up. Yeah, 1,500 times. 1,500 times worse, because to both sides, it compounds. To both sides, it compounds. But at some point, when you're getting worse at something, you start to get to the point where you're earning negative return on your effort, negative return on your investment. I think that this is what's fascinating about this topic, because when you think about it, right, I always thought about the 1% as getting better, but I never thought about the 1% as what happens when you neglect. And you know what I think about when I think about this 1% principle? I think about Jim Rohn, one of my original mentors, guy that changed my life at a young age. So Jim Rohn used to say, we all must pay the price of discipline. We all must pay the price of discipline or the price of regret. Think about that for a minute. We all must pay the price of discipline or the price of regret. So what is Jim Rohn saying is, look, if you pay the price of discipline, you're going to be 37 times better, according to the 1% principle, statistically proven. And if you don't put that principle to work for you, you're going to be 1,500 times worse. And that's what Jim Rohn calls the price of regret. So here's my question for you guys today. In which area of your life, okay, as it relates to your finances, and this is a financial education show, but this principle applies to all aspects of life. But as it relates to your money, which area of your life is this principle working for you, working against you, or not working at all? I would say if it's not working at all, it's working against you, right? If it's not working in your favor, it's working against you. So in which area of your life is this 1% principle working for you, or in which area of your life, your financial life, is this principle working against you? All right, my friends, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I appreciate your time, appreciate your commitment to financial literacy and education. And if you have any questions, there's an ask a question button there at the end of the podcast. Make sure you send me the question. And until next time, guys, I'll see you guys tomorrow on the next episode of the Joe Soto Project, The Wealth Rebirth. You guys make it a great day and have a wonderful night.